This song, the words were written by a man in Wales, a man who was raised as a coal miner. And he rewrote a little old nursery rhyme. The nursery rhyme originally said, "Oranges and lemons," said the bells of St. Clemens. But he rewrote it for all the bells in the little mining towns of his home. Oh, what will you give me? Say the bells of Rimini. Is there hope for the future? Say the brown bells of Merthyr. Who made the mine owner? Say the black bells of Rhondda. And who robbed the miner? Say the grim bells of Blenheim. They will plunder willy-nilly, say the bells of Caerphilly. They have fangs, they have teeth, shout the loud bells of Neath. Even God is uneasy, say the moist bells of Swansea. And what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rumney. Throw the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. Be well if say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why sang the silver bells of Wye? Oh, what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rum. Will you give me, say the sad bells of Rumney? Is there hope for the future, say the brown bells of Merthyr? Who made the mine owner, say the black bells of Rhondda? And who robbed the miner, say the grim bells of Blenheim? They will plunder willy-nilly, say the bells of Caerphilly. They have fangs, they have teeth, shout the loud bells of Neath. Even God is uneasy, say the moist bells of Swansea. And what will you give me, say the sad bells of Rumney? Throw the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All would be well if say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so horrid, sisters, why sang the silver bells of Wye? Oh, what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rumney. of sand. One grain of sand in all the world. One grain of sand. One little boy, one little girl. One grain of sand. One drop of water in the sea. One grain of sand. One little you, one little me. One grain of sand. One lonely star up in the blue. One little me, one little you. One grain of sand. One leaf of grass on a windy plain. One grain of sand. My daughter to sleep with it till she found out the purpose in my singing was to put her to sleep. Then she refused to let me sing it to her anymore. She wanted something more exciting. And this is another song. So I had to get something more exciting for her. Abioyo, 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 yo 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 yo, abioyo, yo 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 yo. I tell you what it's all about. Once upon a time, there was a little boy who played the ukulele. He'd go around town, clink, 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 making an awful racket. And of course, the grown-ups, they'd be busy. They said, "Get that thing out of here! Get!" And they'd kick him out of the house. Not only that, the boy's father was a magician. He had a magic wand. He'd go zoop, zoop, and make things disappear. But the father was an awful practical joker. He'd come up to someone doing a hard job of work, maybe sawing a log of wood. He'd go zip, zip, the saw disappears. He'd go to someone just about to drink a nice glass of something, zip, the glass disappears. He'd go to someone just about to sit down after a hard day's work, zip, no chair. Well, people got tired of this. They said to the father, "You get out of here too, you and your practical joke. Get out, take that magic wand with you." And the boy and his father, they ostracized him. Means they made him live in the edge of town. Now in this town they used to tell stories. The old people used to tell stories about the monsters and giants that lived in the old days. They used to tell a story about a giant called Abioyo. They said he was as tall as a house and could eat people up. Of course, nobody believed it, but they told the stories anyway. One day, one day, one day, the sun rose blood red over the hill. And the first people that got up and looked out their window, they saw a great big shadow in front of the sun. And they could feel the whole ground shake as down through the fields he came. Women screamed, strong men fainted. They say, "Run for your lives, Abioyo's coming." He came to the sheep pasture. He grabs a whole sheep, eats it down in one bite. Comes to the cow pasture, grabs a whole cow, eats it down in another bite. "Men yelled, 'Grab your most precious possessions, run, run!'" Just then the boy and his father woke up. I think they'd been up late the night before at a party or something. The boy rubbed his eyes and said, "Hey, Pa, what's coming over the field?"
And the father comes and says, "Oh, son, it's Abba Yo-Yo. Oh, if I could only get him to lie down, I'd make him disappear." Well, the boy says, "Come with me, father." And he grabs his father by one hand. The father gets a magic wand. The boy gets a ukulele. And they run across the field, right up to where Abba Yo-Yo was. People yell, "Don't go near him! He'll eat you alive!" There was Abba Yo-Yo. He had long fingernails, because he never cut them. Slobbery old teeth, because he didn't brush them 3 times a day. Matted hair, because he never combed it. Stinking feet, because he never washed them. And he raised up with his big claws, and he was just about to come down, and the boy whips out his ukulele. Abby-yo-yo, 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 abby-yo-yo-yo-yo. Well, you know, the giant had never heard a song about himself before, and a foolish grin spread over his face, and he started to dance. Abby-yo-yo, abby-yo-yo, abby-yo-yo. The boy went faster. Abby-yo-yo, yo-yo. He got out of breath. He fell down on the ground. Zip, zip goes the father, and Abba Yo-Yo disappeared. People streamed out of their houses. They ran across the fields. They lifted the boy and his father up on their shoulders. They say, "Hooray, Abba Yo-Yo's gone. Come back to town. Bring your damn ukulele. We don't care anymore." And they all sang, "Abba Yo-Yo, Abba Yo-Yo, Abba Yo-Yo, Abba Yo-Yo. Abby yo 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 yo. Abby yo 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 yo."